slip you an ambient.
New York. Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Dean Vafiatis. How's everybody doing in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and tri-state area? Everybody's doing good?
Yay. We're doing great.
Listen, Lynn Sanity is going crazy. Is anybody watching the Knicks? It's unbelievable. New York City's back and pumped. I'm so excited about this. I love basketball. But before we talk about basketball, well, we're not going to talk about basketball. We're talking about teeth. But I just wanted to say that.
Let's talk teeth, Dr. Dean.
Okay. First of all, welcome to Talking Teeth. I hope you're doing good. I hope your teeth are clean. I'm your host on this biweekly program covering all topics of oral health, your teeth, and your smile. I hope everybody's healthy and staying warm in this crazy February weather. Thank you for joining us again. This is Cosmos FM, WNYE. The phone number to call in if you want to ask a question. Today's topic is animals' teeth. Brought to us by Artie Bennett, who had a great idea in talking about animals' teeth. So if you have any other ideas of other shows, we'd love to hear from you. It's 718-204-8900. This is a live show, so we'd love to take your phone calls. If you have questions on email, drdeanradio@gmail.com. No periods, no hyphens. drdeanradio@gmail.com. If you've missed our previous shows, you can go to iTunes and type in the podcast under Talking Teeth, and you'll get the download the shows for free. Or you can go to the website, www.nysi.org, click on listen, and you can hear all the shows that we've talked about. So today we're talking about animals' teeth, how they work, how are they different from our teeth, how are they the same from our teeth, how to take care of your pet's teeth. If you look in your mouth, you should find three kinds of teeth. Look in the mirror, you'll find the front teeth, they're called incisors, for biting. The canines are the sharp teeth. That's why they call them canines, from the dog. Is that a Latin word? Canine? I believe it is. For tearing and piercing, and molars for chewing and grinding. So we have three types of teeth in our mouth. There's also premolars, but they're really molars, but we call them premolars. So if you look at your animals' teeth, such as your dogs and your cats, we'll discuss those in a minute. But the categories of animals, and we are animals and mammals, is omnivores, and those are the kind of animals that eat both plants and meat. So you have carnivores, which are flesh and meat-eating kinds of animals, like the tiger and the bear. You have omnivores that eat both plants and meat, such as what, Pam? I didn't even introduce you. I'm sorry, Pam. Pam?
I wasn't sure if I was here.
I skipped over that part. Sorry about that. The beautiful... You look elegant tonight.
Thank you, Dr.
I like your
Dean.
Lipstick.
Thank you.
And your teeth are magnificent. For everybody listening,
Dr. Dean Originals. It's too bad you can't see me out there
in
Radio Land.
Well, you know what? Everybody comes to the office, they can't believe it's you. They think I just make it up.
Mm-hmm.
The omnivores. Give me an example of omnivores that eat plants and meats.
And I'd like to take a moment and introduce...
John. Hi, John.
John.
John takes care of all the detail work.
John does the detail work.
Yes, and he did a great, great job today.
Great job, John.
Okay, so let's get to it. What's an omnivore? Planted, an animal that eats plants
and meat. Like us.
Exactly. Humans.
Such as bears.
Humans and bears. Well, they kind of don't eat plants, really. It's more like us. It's like humans. And the insectivores are those that eat insects. We're not going to talk about them. But the herbivores are the animals that eat plants like cows and, a gazelle, a deer. They eat kind of plants. They don't eat meat. So their teeth are very different. So depending on what the diet is, this is the lesson of the day. Depending on what the diet is, the teeth over the course of evolution have adapted themselves. The animals that have the most similar teeth to humans are, anybody want to guess? Anybody on the studio? Chimpanzees, right?
Chimpanzees.
Chimpanzees and apes have the closest types of teeth as we have. They have 32 teeth as the human has, 16 upper, 16 lower. and they actually grow before birth. So they grow a little bit faster than ours do. Ours take about 15 years to 17 years to finally complete. Theirs actually finish at about the age of 5 or 6. Chimpanzees usually shaped molar teeth like us. They basically grind a lot of foods. But the chimpanzee doesn't usually eat meat. That's the difference between a chimpanzee and a human. They don't eat meat. They eat a lot of grains and a lot of breads and a lot
fruits,
of things like that.
Leaves.
And fruits and leaves. Yeah, but they don't eat meat, so it's different than us. I found this information at the Animal Medical Center of New York website, which is amcny.org, Animal Medical Center of New York website, located on 62nd Street. And the dental disease of most common diseases in dogs and cats, that's your basic house animals, over 50% of the cats and 85% of the dogs over the age of 3 have dental problems, such as infection, loss of teeth. And a lot of owners don't necessarily take a look in their pet's mouth.
This is very true.
If you take a look, you should just basically see a row of teeth that is even on the right side. There's on the left side, upper and lower. Obviously, a visit to the vet is definitely going to help, and they'll be able to do it. There's a lot more dental treatment happening on dogs and cats now than ever before. The veterinary dentist actually takes special classes now about anesthesia, how to put the dogs or the cats, you know, sedated so they can do their dentistry.
They have to sedate them, right?
But here's a funny story. When my cat was about 8 years old, I brought him to the vet, and she says, your cat has, basically a bad tooth. She goes, I have to take it out. You have to take out her tooth, I said? She says, yes. I said, how are you going to do that? You're going to give her a shot? She says, no. She basically took out the cat's tooth without giving her a shot.
Whoa.
So their nerve endings are very different than ours.
Wow, that's interesting.
Our nerve endings, and after it had happened, I said, how could this be? So I researched oral nerve endings for having to do with dogs and cats' nerve endings are very different than human nerve endings, because you can imagine taking out a tooth on a human, it's going to really hurt. So the anesthesia and the innervation of the nerve endings are very different for animals. But a lot of same type of services are occurring with the dogs and cats: root canals, fractures of jaws if they get into a fight, extractions. They're actually putting fillings in now on some cats and dogs if they're really, really small. But the biggest overwhelming problem with dogs and cats is the periodontal disease, actual gum disease of their teeth. So the veterinarians are now promoting a lot more prophylaxis for their dogs and cats, basically once a year, just getting a good cleaning. So the dogs and the cats, you know, they're designed really to eat meat. Now, here's the interesting part is we're talking about animals' teeth. This is Dr. Dean Vafiatis talking teeth. Cosmos FM 91.5, as Maria Abaziz would always say, Cosmos FM.
Cosmos FM.
So shout out to Maria. The interesting thing is we don't give our cats the meat that they're used to or supposed to be eating. If you notice the food that most people give their cats and their dogs, it's not really hard, strong meat. It's a very soft food.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't meant to eat soft food. They were meant to eat hard, you know, chewy kind of food to strengthen the teeth. So the fact of, and that's been shown in a couple of studies, the fact of giving a continuous soft diet to dogs and cats reduces the potential of the socket holding the tooth. That becomes very softer because it's not being used. And that's why they always advocate for the dogs and the cats to eat
dry food.
Dry food and crunchy food to keep that stimulus going.
Yep.
But what happens is, like my cat, she got used to the soft food and she never went back to the hard food. So that's a little bit of a hurdle you have to kind of not ever get to. The canines, you notice canines on dogs and cats, they're longer because these teeth were supposed to, evolution-wise, to help hold on to the prey. And cats are very similar to tigers. So tigers and lions have very similar tooth structures. And they actually, in the wild, obviously have to catch their prey and kill them and use the canines to actually hold the teeth or hold the neck. A lot of times, if you look at the National Geographic or History Channel, you'll see the tigers or the cheetahs or the lions, when they get to the animal, they'll grab the neck and basically cut off the blood supply to the head, basically, you know, putting their prey to sleep. So that's what the canines do. They grab the neck most of the time, and they're very sharp and blunt. Sharp but blunt, but they hold on to their prey. Both cats and humans both have premolars and molars. Cats have sharper teeth more than humans do. Now, interestingly enough, if we look at when we were in dental school, we went to anatomy class, and we had cadavers, and then we also had cat cadavers. The jaw of the cat, if you have a chance to look at it, really goes up and down. It doesn't go left and right like cows go left and right, and mm-hmm. deer and all kinds of goats and sheep. They'll go left and right, so they eat very differently than cats, which basically go up and down. The dog, however, does have that lateral movement, as do humans. So the eating is a little bit more variable for dogs than it is for cats. The cats only just kind of go up and down. That's the way their jaw moves. So the interesting change in the jaw structure from cats to dogs.
Okay.
Now, is that interesting or no?
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
I thought it was interesting.
Right.
The question is, do they ever get TMJ like humans do?
Right. Maybe they do. I doubt it, because their lives are not very stressful. Especially the little dogs and cats that live in people's houses.
They take a lot of naps, don't they?
I always think that, you know, I'm going to come back as a little toy dog in somebody's house and just come around and sit on their lap all day. And
yeah, you mm-hmm. know, look, everybody has different types of pets.
Right.
I used to have a cat. Some people have dogs. You had a dog,
mm-hmm.
right?
I had a dog. And, you know, people forget that they have to brush the dog's teeth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I personally tried it when he was a puppy, but then he didn't like it, so I didn't do it anymore.
Yeah,
and
but
my
you
dog...
Keep even if you do it just with... One of the questions I get asked is, what kind of toothpaste do cats and dogs use? But the answer is just really water. You just need to get the stimulus of the gums to keep everything clean. A question from Carrie Moses. What do I do with my cat's teeth if she's always brushing her hair? So the cats use their teeth to brush their hair. Thank you, Carrie from Brooklyn. They use their small little tiny teeth to brush their hair.
To brush their hair.
And that's one of the things that they do with their tongue and with their teeth. They kind of like gnaw at their
hair
to get the little knots out.
The fur balls.
So, mm-hmm. well, then they start choking on the surface. That's a different problem.
Okay.
So the dog's teeth, now the dogs have, actually the cats have... 30 teeth, which is less than humans. The dogs have 42 teeth. So adult dogs have more teeth than humans. And that's just, again, a fact. Cavities are less prevalent in dogs than cats because of the sugar intake that we do. So we obviously have a lot more sugar cavities than a dog and a cat would have. But they do have similar periodontal disease.
Definitely periodontal disease.
By the way, bad breath, dogs
bad
and
breath.
Cats
mm-hmm.
could be a sign of dental disease.
That's what I was trying to say, Dr. Dean.
Get to the vet and get a checkup.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
My dog used to go in the car with me all the time, and I noticed that he had bad breath. I could smell it in the front.
Yeah, you got
to
be able
to
think.
And I brought him in to get his teeth checked.
Now, here's the interesting thing. Some people say, I don't like to kiss my dog because I don't want to get bacteria. The answer is, looking at this article that I read, that the bacteria level of dogs and the bacteria, actual physical bacteria, is different in humans than it is in dogs. So it can't transfer. The bacteria that lives in dogs' mouths can live in our mouth. And that's why people find it safe to kiss the dog, because they're not really going to get germs. And the article went ahead to say that kissing another human could be more detrimental than kissing the dog. This is not my opinion. This is what I read. Because if another person has periodontal disease and has those bacteria, they can transfer that to another human,
okay.
Whereas the dog's bacteria can't.
Very interesting.
Isn't that an interesting
mm-hmm.
fact? Now, we know cats basically are very much like tigers. They're just bigger animals. And what happens is, in Alaska, there was an endodontist who needed to perform a root canal on a full-grown Siberian tiger.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
I would make sure that my best friend was the anesthesiologist.
How do you get a 300-pound tiger, you know, and do a root canal on them? I mean, and the actual canine, the tooth, is about 3 inches tall. It's about this big.
Wow.
So the zoo had to order a special instrument and a special table to get the lion in there.
Mm-hmm.
So they try to give him tranquilizers.
A lot of tranquilizers.
But it didn't work, so they had to give him a second set.
Oh.
It's a really interesting article.
Wow.
They finally got the lion to relax, the tiger to relax, and they finished the root canal, and he was back in a few days. So that worked out pretty well. But okay. Their teeth are very, very similar to that. And there are dentists, actually, I know two dentists in my career that went and became professional veterinary dentists.
Right.
To do crowns and to do...
Crowns?
Yeah, they do crown on them.
Wow.
A lot of the studies on implants have been done on dogs, too. If you look at all the research in the 80s and 90s on the actual implant, dental implant research was done on beagle dogs.
Oh, so they're so cute.
Yeah,
did
so they
you
would,
see
you
the
know,
Westminster
would,
last night, the show?
What happened?
All the dog
tell,
show.
Tell me about it.
All the dogs were on TV. You know, it's the contest of the prettiest dog
and who
show
won?
Place. The Pekingese, I believe.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Very cute.
Cute?
Very cute dogs.
My kids want
yes.
it. My kids want the dog, but I don't know. My wife's not letting them.
Oh, yes. Blame it on your wife, Dr. Dean. Don't you
Pam,
blame
do
anything.
You know? Do you know what's what animal has the largest teeth in the world?
I'm going to take a guess. Is this
it's
a
not,
$5
wait,
question?
It's
or?
Not the whale.
Okay.
It's not the whale.
Okay. So I'm thinking something huge.
Don't look at your notes.
Okay. I won't cheat. Dr. Dean, I study my notes before we come
it's
here.
It's not a hippopotamus either.
It's not, huh?
No.
So then another large animal.
It's got to be a...
Must be an elephant.
Starts with an E.
Got
elephant.
It. I got it.
So I had this notion. I started looking up animals' teeth, and I said that they had the largest teeth in the world. And then it read, now this is a great thing. I didn't know this. I found this out last night. The tusk of the elephant is an actual tooth.
Okay.
I thought it was like a horn.
You
right?
did not.
I'm like you know,
you're
like
kidding.
Like a no, I really didn't know. And
okay.
And like a deer would have the bucks of the deer have the horns and everything. I thought that was just like a horn.
Oh.
And then I thought, oh, it must be a canine because the canine's the longest tooth.
Right.
It's not.
It's not. What is
it's
it?
It's the incisor.
Oh, the
front
incisor.
Tooth, mm-hmm. And it goes about a foot into the skull. Ooh. If you look, I started looking at the skulls last night, and it goes into the skull of the. Of the elephant, and then it comes out kind of, you know, slowly starts growing as they get older. So usually in mammals, the tusks are in large canines, but in elephants, so in regular mammals like lions and tigers
and
bears.
Bears, oh my.
Lions and tigers
and bears. Oh my.
I'm going to just keep saying. We're talking teeth. We're talking animals' teeth. This is WNYE Cosmos FM. Before we take a break, I want you to stay tuned. We're going to talk about sharks' teeth and a couple of other animals' teeth, but I wanted to just cover this in the elephants.
3 minutes.
The most of the mammals, the tigers, the lions, are their largest tooth is a canine. And what happens with elephants is it's the incisors. So the tusks are essentially no different from their other teeth. They're just a little bit bigger, and they just start growing. Now, part of the tusk has a pulp cavity. I've never heard of anybody doing a root canal on those, but I'm sure somebody tried it. The visible ivory part, the white part of the tusk, is made of dentin, outer layer enamel. The elephant ivory is unique, which, you know, when viewed in a cross-section, if you look at it under a microscope, it's very diamond-like in shape, which is the reason why it makes it so strong. It's a perfect symmetry of collection of enamel, and that's why it's really one of the strongest materials on Earth. Elephants' tusks never stop growing, and some, you know, they go into old age and have become really, really large. However, the average size of tusks has decreased over the past 100 years because the hunting of elephants has, you know, and the popularity of ivory has resulted.
Sad.
There's actually a big tusk gene, and that has become increasingly rare.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a short break. We'll come back with some other interesting facts about the elephants and talk about some shark's teeth. We'll be right back in about a minute, maybe two. Show me your teeth.
Show me your teeth.
This is Dr. Dean Vafiatis, Cosmos FM 91.5 WNYE. The phone number is 718-204-8900. Any questions about animals' teeth or your own teeth?
Call us. We're live.
We're a live show.
We're live.
Again, we're talking about animals' teeth, and we had a caller calling about some fish. We're going to talk about fish in a second, but there are some fish that actually do have teeth. You've seen them. You probably ate a couple, and you see these little tiny teeth, but nothing to do with human teeth, but they do have them. Fish do have them, and they definitely have some stories going on in Greece about cutting steel wire. That's what it said. I don't know if it's true. But
that's what somebody sounds interesting. Said.
So going back to that, you said it, you had a story about your dog?
Well, a story about my dog is that people don't realize they must brush their dog's teeth. Mm-hmm. And so when you start to smell bad breath, it means that the dog's got a little perio problem or some kind of problem. And even myself, being in the dental world, I started brushing my dog's teeth and then I stopped because he would get annoyed. Mm-hmm. And I just stopped brushing his teeth. And also, I gave him some soft chicken all the time.
Soft chicken, what about hard chicken? Not hard chicken?
And I gave him, the dog food, but he did eat a lot of mushy food also. Yeah. So the long and short of the story is I brought him into the vet and he had to get like 5 teeth pulled.
Yeah.
It's
so
sad.
One of the things, you really got to get him to the vet as soon as
you
possible.
You have to brush his teeth.
And at least once a year,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I had never done it.
We were talking about the biggest animals that have the biggest teeth. Those are elephants and their tusks, which are actually teeth, and that's an interesting story. But they use their tusks for many different reasons. They're basically in terms of weapons for potential predators or in battle with other elephants. I don't know. I never saw an elephant fighting with another elephant, but I'm sure they have to use their tusks. But it's interesting that the strength of those tusks are very, very large and very big. One of the problems is obviously the hunting for the ivory. Those ivory tusks are very valuable. They're used for many things like billiards and balls for billiards, piano keys, and a lot of different uses. So although the hunting for the ivory has been really severe in Africa, both males and the females have tusks, but there's no doubt that the hunting has had an effect on the elephant numbers in Asia since 1989. They're trying to obviously put that to be illegal so that they don't, extinct the animals. One of the largest mammals in the world is a whale, but interestingly enough, guess what, Pam?
What, Dr. Dean?
Whales don't have teeth.
Oh, they don't, huh?
Because they eat microplasm and microorganisms, except for the sperm whale. The only whale that does have it is the sperm whale and the killer whale. They have actual cementum cells overlying the dentin cells, which is very similar to humans. The difference is the human teeth, the outside part is the enamel, and on the whales, the inside part is the enamel. So only in larger whales does the cementum, grow on the tip of the tooth, and that's basically how they eat. Other interesting, obvious fish is the shark. And all of you have seen shark's teeth. Now, the shark is a tooth. It doesn't have a regular anatomy like all other teeth of all other animals. It's basically the actual shark tooth is embedded in like a collagen, very, very strong cartilaginous like your ear. It's like sort of the tissue that your ear is like. And basically moves, literally, they have 15 or 16 or 25 rows of teeth. So they have teeth that go on and on and on. The interesting part of the jaw, this is the only animal that both the upper jaw and the lower jaw move. Every other mammal and animal, only the lower jaw moves. So they'll get up to 35,000 teeth in a lifetime.
Wow.
So whether they're small sharks or big sharks, they have a really good set of row of teeth that slowly get shed. And that's why when you see them, one of the interesting things about animals, and if you watch them eat, you can see how their jaws are moving. And if you look at the shows that show the sharks, you can see how they, when they actually bite the other fish or any other prey, any other food, they kind of bite and then they shake their head. They don't really chew their food.
Uh-huh.
They just bite it,
okay.
They shake it, they rip it, mm-hmm. and then they swallow the whole thing.
Right.
Very different than the mammals who basically, like a cow or a giraffe that will sit there and really, really grind the horses, that really, really grind the food. Horses, on the other hand, have all flat teeth. Even though they have incisors and canine, you never see their canine very pointy. It's very flat. So if you watch them eat, they just go left and right and left and right and mashing the food continuously. So that's why when you look at horses in the feeding cycle and sheep and cows, their feeding cycle is longer. It's about an hour for them to really get the amount of food they need to get the nutrition.
Right.
Whereas most other animals, you know, 15, 20
quickly.
Minutes,
right.
And they chew it and they pretty much swallow it whole.
Okay.
So the use of their teeth from the cows, the horses, the goats, sheep, they really get a lot of use out of their teeth. They're constantly going back and forth. So their digestive tract is less, it works less, has less load on them because of the mashing of the food, whereas the digestive cycle of the sharks and animals that eat whole meat, their digestive cycle is longer.
Right.
Because the stomach and the digestive system has to really put a lot of acids and types of digestive enzymes to really, you know, digest the food. So it really plays a role in the digestive system of the animal, you know, and how their teeth get into effect. If you look at the human's teeth, obviously you have four different types of teeth. Average chewing and eating of an average, you know, human, let's say,
these
lunch.
These days, no time at all.
No time.
Stuff it in your mouth eating while you're walking.
Eating on the run. So, and then we've seen, obviously, in patients who don't have a lot of teeth or missing teeth, or patients that have dentures, can't really masticate as much, put an overload system on the enzyme system and on the stomach system, and that's also part of having an overweight patient. So when we look at people who, you know, finally get their full set of teeth, their digestive system takes a break, and they're chewing their food better because they're mashing more, and you're really getting down to the nutrients that you need in the mouth rather than in the stomach. So the difference between the shark and other, you know, animals, obviously, is that they basically bite the food, shake it off, and swallow it whole. So that's the difference in terms of their jaw. But obviously, they're very powerful. One of the most powerful jaws in the world is a shark's jaw. And that's it for the shark.
Okay, well, we found the unique fish with the human-like lips and teeth.
Where did you find that, John?
The Greek Reporter.
What's the website?
It's the Greek Reporter.
Greek Reporter. Oh, so the teeth look like, basically
human
look
and
like
lips.
Human
yeah.
teeth.
Yeah.
It must be like the Don Rickles. Remember Don Rickles?
Yeah, of
he
course.
He had that type of mouth. Looks interesting. It's on the Greek Reporter if anybody's interested.
Right. Okay.
Each type of shark, by the way, has different shapes teeth. And the shark, like the great white, as you know, is obviously, you know, eats meat. And just by looking at the sharpening point of their teeth, you can see how they actually interdigitate. And they constantly have new rows of teeth.
Right. They eat meat, legs, arms.
So I hope
whatever.
It was interesting for some people. Pam, tell us about our next show.
Let me tell you. The next show is February 29th, and we'll be speaking about forensic dentistry.
Forensic dentistry is the study of dentistry having to do with either criminal investigations. Believe it or not, people have bite marks on their victims.
Right, they do.
And there's a whole FBI and crime investigation scene to have to, you know, basically investigate people's mouths. So there's a big story about...
Right, or people that are unidentified.
Right.
Sometimes they identify them through
we
their
had
teeth.
To, during the 9/11 tragedy, we had to go down there and identify teeth. We have another call from Frank... And he asks, what do I do with my dog's teeth if their gums are red? So if the gums
Frank.
Are red, what are you going to do, Pam? Give him some instructions.
Frank, you need to brush your dog's teeth. Maybe your dog needs to go see the dentist.
Well, yeah, I think you should.
The veterinarian dentist. Because when is the last time you had your dog's teeth cleaned? I think a lot of people forget to go have the teeth cleaned.
I think also the food that they're... I think a lot of it has to do with the food.
Yeah,
and
if they're eating a lot of soft foods. People think they're doing their dogs a favor by giving them chicken, steak.
But one of the things that I was reading is that the ingredients in the different types of dry food can vary from basic minerals to extensive minerals.
Right.
So I think that needs to be really looked at. I know there's 10 different types of dry food they can look at. Yeah. I think really researching that for the dog and the cat can really make a difference in the basic health of the animal in terms of what kind of food they're actually eating and what kind of minerals are in the dry food especially. You have a question, Pam?
Yes, I have a question, and it
this is Cosmos FM 91.5 WNYE. Our phone number is 718-204-8900. This is a live show. Any questions
call us.
About
We're
your,
live.
About your dog or cat's teeth? We'd love to answer it. Go ahead, Pam.
What about the dental sticks that they sell for dogs? The dental sticks.
There's dental sticks that are available for humans and for dogs and for cats. So, yes, obviously, if you can stimulate, that's basically a stimulating tool. Cleaning off the plaque that's on top of the teeth. There's two types, just like on humans, there's two types of plaque. It's the soft plaque that's on top of their teeth that you can brush off or pick off. Then it's the hard tartar that physically you can't take off. You need the veterinarian to take those off with a scaler and a metal instrument. Because they basically, after the soft, let's just say you went 1 month without brushing your dog's teeth. That plaque actually becomes tartar, becomes harder than just the plaque. The plaque comes off very easily once a week, once every 3-4 days. We brush our teeth every day because we're constantly eating 3-4 times a day. So if the dog doesn't do that, that soft plaque becomes hard plaque. So the soft plaque, the Stimudent, will definitely take it off. The hard plaque, it will not. So that's when you need to go to the dentist. And sometimes you can't even see it because it's underneath the gums.
Right.
Mm-hmm. As in adults and in humans. So you want to be careful that, say, if I do the Stimudent, then I don't have to take him to the vet. Obviously, you got to take him to the vet.
Right.
So
you do.
John, did you have another question? Do you have a question on email? No? Okay. The other category that we were discussing was the omnivores. The omnivores were the herbivores were the animals such as sheep. Now, in Greece, there's a lot of sheep, there's a lot of cows, and the herdsmen obviously have to take care of those animals. There's no vets obviously available. What they basically use is either a broken branch, like or a little wood stick stimulator to clean the teeth of the sheep and of the cows. In the United States, it's mostly about horses, and a lot of people who have their horses obviously have the vets there to take care of them. So for those animals, it's again, cleaning the teeth on a daily basis is really an important issue. Do you have a question? No. Mm-hmm.
No.
Sure.
No, another question about dogs' treats and, you know, giving them treats, are they good for the dog? I think the answer is that anything that the dog that eats that will be hard will take off some of the soft, you know.
Yeah, but again, I look at the treats as a nutrition, even the treats for humans. You know, what are we eating on a daily basis that's going to, you know, give us a boost? Is it better to have almonds and nuts, which have a little bit of protein, have a little bit of magnesium in it, or is it easier to have a piece of cake? That you're going to eat a little piece of cake. So, you know, obviously, depending on what the treat is, for me, it has to do with, one, does it give it nutrition value? Two, does it stimulate the gum system in any way? And three, you know, is it going to deter them or give them a different terms of blood sugar or anything else in terms of the stimulus of the gum tissue? Now, the other thing I have to just speak about, I see that a lot of times cats and dogs have different play toys to stimulate their their playtime.
Mm-hmm.
That's also good. The issue has to do with things getting stuck in their mouths. Sometimes toys have parts and pieces that could possibly come off, like rubber, and get stuck in the tooth. So that's an interesting. So just be careful.
Okay.
You know, take care of the dogs and the cats. And
take care of their teeth. Don't forget.
Make sure
brush
that
their
they get stimulus and obviously have a good diet. And take a look at the obviously take them to the vet. So. We're going to sign off right now. Thank you for listening. This is Dr. Dean Vafiata signing off on Talking Teeth.
We'll see you on the 29th.
On the 29th. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.